Forest Service geologist Jim Baichtal was among the first to realize that Southeast Alaska was not completely buried by glaciers during the last ice age. Animal and now human remains found in the extensive cave systems on Prince of Wales Island demonstrate that there were habitable areas where life thrived over 10,000 years ago. But this is scant evidence to build a new theory of human migration on. Until recently, geologists have assumed that because so much water was locked up in the glaciers during the Ice Age, sea levels were about 300 feet lower than today. What would have been Alaska's coastline, they believed, where people would have lived and gathered and hunted, is now deep under the ocean. But Baichtal and other geologists for the last few years have been exploring something that may turn that idea on its head. They're called raised marine shell beds. Baichtal has found seashells all over Southeast Alaska, 1,000 feet above present sea level in Juneau and 400 feet above present sea level near Wrangell and Petersburg. Here's how Baichtal explained it to the Paths Across the Pacific conference in Sitka.
The weight of the ice is so immense when it moves out on the land that it pushes down on the land. When the ice retreats, the sea invades the land and the land bounces back up. These deposits were laid down when the sea invaded the land and now are found above modern sea level today.
The phenomenon of glacial rebound is still going on today, but the rate of uplift is minuscule and it hasn't really factored into the search for the earliest Americans. The raised marine shell beds, Baichtal believes, indicate that the rate of glacial rebound at one time may have been staggering. He puts up a slide of an aerial photograph to prove his point.
This is Staney Creek in central Prince of Wales Island. Salt water is right down here. You can see a nice progression from basically about 8,100-year-old shell for 3.5 miles down the East Fork of Staney Creek to 3,000 here shells here. So as the land rose, the beach kept moving back on the landscape, getting younger and younger and younger as it moves towards where the sea is today. And here you can actually see some of the old beach ridges in the Muskeg. As that landscape rose up, they became isolated. So if you wanted to look for a cultural site that was somewhere in the 8,200-year range, you would want to be walking this old paleo shoreline around here and not looking down where the shoreline is today.
Baichtal called the search for the earliest cultural sites in Southeast like finding a needle in a haystack. But at least the anthropologists and archaeologists attending the Paths conference now know where the haystack is. Despite the evidence that areas of Southeast paleo shoreline may actually be far above current sea level, Baichtal said that rising ocean levels did factor into where people might have lived. Citing data from ocean core samples taken around the Queen Charlotte Islands, it looks like the seafloor near the continental shelf may have been dramatically higher at one time. Just like when a heavy person steps on a trampoline or sits on an air mattress, a lighter person on the other side will rise a little bit. Baichtal says the massive Ice Age glaciers pushed up the Earth's crust, creating what he calls a forebulge along the edge of the glaciers. Accounting for forebulge, Baichtal puts up another slide that shows what Southeast Alaska's coast may have looked like 14,000 years ago, with vast swaths of land extending in front of the glacial walls. Some of our favorite halibut holes, he tells Sitkins in the audience, may have been islands. As the glaciers began to recede, or as the heavy person steps off the tectonic trampoline, the bulges dropped and the oceans began to rise rapidly. Early Americans living on the bulge would have moved. Baichtal believes the ocean rise could have been as much as 5 centimeters a year.
And if at that time you and I would have lived to be 40 or 50 years of age, the sea level would have risen 6 to 8 feet during our lifetime.
But despite relocating often, the earliest Americans may not have had it too bad in Southeast Alaska. Baichtal says that fish bones found in the Prince of Wales caves with the remains of small mammals were Pacific sardines. Climate data and ancient charcoal suggests that the temperature may have been about 4 degrees Celsius warmer on average, with half as much precipitation. Forest fires may have been part of the ecology. Bechtel says that life for those first coastal Americans, if we ever find where they lived, may have been a day at the beach. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.